Welcome, everyone, all divine beings of light and all beings everywhere. Today is September 13th, 2011, 2 days after September 11th, obviously. 9-11-11, what's in a number, of course. Knowing the tantric numerology path, we always ask that question. Information about the path of the soul that Yogi Bhajan gave us, letting us know that when we are born, we have a body, which is the car, the vehicle, gets us places, and we are given a road map also, which is the numbers we're born with, and we'll go over that in a minute. So we have two pieces, and what he used to tell us is that first, even before you're born or anything happens, the first thing that happens, he says, is you are given a destiny. And that destiny is the distance. You've heard the expression, go the distance. It is the distance or the road that we need to travel to complete our soul's mission in this lifetime. To basically move beyond the samskaras, Hindu word, or shadow, Western word, that's the same word, shadow self, into the light. And at this time, as we move into 2012 and beyond, we're talking about the big ascension frequency light, the light of all lights, the light that can uplift ourselves, uplift the planet, and uplift all of humanity. And that's what I wanted to talk about, some aspects of how this light is working on the planet at this time, and how we are vehicles for that light and the roadway, a river of light that we are flowing down. We have, astrologically, as an indicator of how the light is flowing, well, we just had a very powerful harvest moon on Monday morning, and this is only Tuesday, full moon in Aries. This full moon in Aries initiated a new cycle, and this initiation that we received that began, which is now going on in this moment, that we will be in this particular initiation that started actually yesterday morning at 2 a.m., is not going to complete until October 2012. So this initiation that we're in right now has to do with Saturn in Libra, and it was initiated by the full moon, the harvest moon in Aries. And what are we harvesting with the fullness? What we are now consolidating and focusing on and crystallizing that's happening between now and October 2012, which obviously is a year from now, a little over a year from now, is our new cycle of crystallizing our self-identity, our inner identity, being reborn into the spirit of who we are. It's like the light of our soul is literally being turned inside out. And October 2012, we're going to emerge as a whole different being. It's like every cell of your body is going to be infused, can be, if you choose this initiation, can be infused with the light of rejuvenation, the light of eternal bliss, the light of this high vibrational soul frequency that you're a part of. And that's what's happening right now, and it's about the inner partnership, the tantric balance, whatever we need to balance inside ourselves, our male-female balance, our light, our dark, our shadow self, whatever aspect of the light of our soul that needs to come through us and break through the samskaras, which are the imprints, to move into the wheel of Dharma. So samskaras, or shadow pieces, are those parts of ourselves where we became identified with a negative belief. And it could have been originally like a cultural belief or something somebody told you when you were an innocent child, or something that happened in a past lifetime, like I'm not good enough, or I have to do more to be perfect, or I have to achieve, or I have to have goals, or I have to get A's in school. So you take it on. Like you have to keep doing, like prove yourself in whatever situation you're in, rather than resting in the perfection and allowing the light of your soul to come through. And one concept that we're going to talk about right now that you may have heard this word, had you been paying attention in science class in grade school, photosynthesis. And that's a word that just popped in to me earlier today when I was meditating. And as we know, photosynthesis is where the light of the sun is what plants do. Like the leaf of a plant takes in the light of the sun and transforms that light into, like a tomato plant, uses the light of the sun to grow and to produce tomatoes. And then we eat the fruit of the tomato. So we're eating a form of light that's held in a certain form, that this plant has held this form for us. And we get to be nourished by the light of the tomato. And in the same way, the mind, so this is a really important piece, the mind takes in the light of the soul. So we are not tomato plants or any kind of plant. We are beings. The tomato doesn't have any choice. It has a blueprint. The blueprint is take in the light, grow into the blueprint of a tomato plant, and produce a tomato. The tomato has no choice. So as you evolve and move into higher and higher, so to speak, or more complex life forms, the difference is when you become incarnate into a human body, you have a choice to take this light that comes from the soul through the mind and to use that light, to shine that light on any form or to become any form. And when we do this, when we become aware of the power of the light, then all the samskaras become dharma, turn into the wheel of dharma, which means that now we're in motion. So the shadow self or shadow beliefs, like I'm not good enough or I'm not enough, actually stop the motion of the light. Like starlight is twinkly. We think of like twinkle, twinkle, little star. Like it's moving, it's in motion. So that when light is stopped, then that's when it becomes a shadow. So when we release that, or light a candle in a dark room, then that lights up the room. And then we can look at that belief or whatever it is, or something that feels that it's restricting us or stopping us from expanding, and then that lights up the whole room. And then the energy starts moving, and then we can move into whatever expansion we want to move into. So the way it works is that for us, the mind is like the leaf. So the light comes into the light of our soul, or the light of the soul of the divine that our soul is part of and connects with, comes into our mind. And there's so much light flooding right now, as we've been talking about on these calls, flooding from the center of the Milky Way galaxy, from our central sun, from this alignment that we have right now with 2012. There's so much light coming in. It comes into we can accept it, the light from our soul coming into our minds. And the image that I was shown this morning that I worked with before, but it was interesting. I actually had a yogic master working with me this morning. As you know, I'm sure you do, but I had a very kind of interesting experience over the weekend, which I'll share in a moment. But what happened is that, what happens is, as the light of your soul brings in the light of the soul of the divine, of which we're a part of, and it comes into the mind and it starts reflecting that light. It looks like a cut crystal ball that starts moving in different directions. So you have a choice with this light, how to reflect the light. That is the essence of being human, that you have that ability to choose. Yogi Bhajan says 1,000 thoughts per wink of the eye. That's because the crown chakra is described as the 1,000-petal lotus. So we have, for every second, we have 1,000, or per every wink of the eye, we have 1,000 choices coming into our crown chakra, how to direct or move this light. So so if you imagine that the mind is like a cut crystal with a thousand facets, and as you direct your thoughts through this, through these facets of this crystal, then they go out in different directions with different colors. So you might imagine that you saw a picture of, say, you know, children starving in Africa, and you wanted to do something to help, but you were, you know, not in Africa, you weren't an aid worker or whatever, you couldn't get there, and they said, well, and I heard this on the news, well, we have plenty of food to feed these people, but the food can't get through because the roads are blocked by the people that are fighting. So you can use, literally, the light from your mind to imagine those roads being unblocked so that the food can get through. You can see the light flowing. You can see the food. You can see these people getting what they need. And it's like the light from your mind can shine over the whole planet and even beyond. But that is the potential. That is the ability. That is the divinity that your mind holds, this ability to shine over the whole planet. And as we work with the power of the mind and we perfect the energy so that the soul shines through the mind with every thought or with more and more thoughts, so we have the thought of compassion, we have the thought of empathy, we have the ability to direct that light with our higher mind, with our thoughts, to wherever it needs to go. So you're just faceting. Your facets of your mind are just giving off these different colors, and they're just being sent. These hues, like rivers of light, are being sent to wherever they need to go. And they can, you know, you can send them to yourself, like your own heart. If there's something, pain in your heart or something, send it to yourself first. And this is the photosynthesis of the mind. This is how the mind uses light. This is the gift of being human. And this is what we're becoming aware of on the planet at this time. It's really the power. What is the power of the mind? What does it mean to be divine at this time? What does it mean to be an ascended being? So this is what we're experiencing and discovering and opening up to and surrendering to, and not surrendering to like giving up, but surrendering like merging with. So I had an experience, I had many experiences at this wonderful Bhakti Fest Kirtan Yoga Festival this weekend, that I had this experience of drawn to one particular booth. There was many different booths where people were selling things and, you know, sharing their products and all kinds of wonderful art and different kinds of food and organic food and everything. And this one particular booth that I went into, they were representing a certain teacher in India who I hadn't heard of before, whose name happens to be Nityananda. And he's in Bangalore, India. Hadn't heard of him. And a lady there, a young, beautiful goddess lady, actually gave me a little healing, where I closed my eyes and she did work with energizing my aura with light, and I felt very touched by it, and it's very beautiful. And I ended up buying a crystal mala, a faceted crystal mala. And I felt very uplifted by this particular frequency. And then so this morning when I started doing my morning chants, Wang Yekongkars and Wayante and the normal sadhana chants, it was 5:30 this morning, I started experiencing that this teacher, this master, started meditating with me, or I was meditating with him. I'm not sure what it was. I was feeling the presence, and what I was shown was he was working with me and saying that you have, and working with me, that you have this power to expand your mind, and my name being Kiran, Ray of Light, to project this light all over the planet. And he was showing me in my meditation and working with me and showing me this like disco ball, this faceted crystal ball, and showing me how my thoughts and the mind and the light and how it was just being reflected. And he was showing me how he, as much as I can understand, but this is what I experienced, how he uses the power of the light of his mind, and how his mind, how this light is sent out, like with these reflections of light are sent out over all over the whole planet, and how we can move, how we can connect with that, and we can send it our light, and the more we send out the light in our meditation from our mind, send out these beams of light, then it's like lighting a candle in a dark room, and that light will go to where it's needed and will start to light up more and more areas where there needs to be light, basically. And just the example I gave, you can use any example you want of when you just even think of a situation that needs light, when you think of that situation with compassion, it's like lighting a match in a dark room. It starts to bring some light to that area so that the darkness can can move, be healed. So I sat in this crystalline, revolving crystalline frequency with him, just experiencing, practicing the expansion of my mind and the expansion of these beams of light, these different colors, these different frequencies, just kind of like a huge disco ball just going around the planet, and it just was really blissful and wonderful. And then at the end of the meditation with the Wahe Guru and then the Guru Ram Dass, what happened was he started just showing me and moving with me, and it was like these rivers of light, like this flow. Then it turned into like a river of light, like a flow of light, and I felt as if I was on a surfboard with him in the ocean, like surfing this river of light, and he started showing me the flow, and I was experiencing this flow of light in my body around the whole planet. And it's a very beautiful, uplifting experience. So I was very inspired and happy to be back and be on the call. And I'm just feeling right now just this frequency just going out. And I'm really appreciating that on the call that you are receiving and holding this really crystallized, high crystallized frequency of divinity and this crystallization of divine light at this moment, and that just receiving that frequency and hearing me and getting the frequency of my words, and I'm feeling it just, you know, penetrate deeply into your subconscious and beyond, and I feel the presence of the light of your hearts and your minds, and I feel us just synchronizing and working together, and this light going out even more all over the whole planet than it has before, and how we're just expanding and expanding, and that's the purpose of being embodied at this time, to really crystallize our frequency and just expand our light over the whole planet. And so as we do this, we're just literally lighting up the planet and supporting each other so we don't feel alone during this process, and knowing that we don't have to go at this astrological time and this pivotal time in history. As we shine this light, we don't have to go through years and years of therapy or anything like that anymore. It's just as easy as taking in a breath and like lighting a candle in a dark room. And remembering that in terms of the roadmap and the destiny that we're given, that remembering that you have, in terms of the roadmap and the numerology of karma, soul, gifts, destiny, and path, five different numbers. Your destiny number is the four digits of the year you were born added together. Your karma number is the month. So let's say your karma is five. So just knowing that if you get up and do your yoga in the morning or take a walk or do something to get your energy moving in your physical body, your body's your teacher, so you really want to keep that flow going. So you can think about how you want to work with your different numbers. And also, say if your destiny number is a 6, then you really especially want to work with the vision that you hold in your mind, and how, and know that if your destiny is a 6, that you are here to serve the bigger vision of the planet. It's called person at prayer, but that just means that you're able to hold the vision, like a higher vision, like a vision of light, whatever it would happen to be, like, as I said, like, if it's children that are starving, as a destiny number of 6, you can hold the vision of light that all children have enough to eat, and you can hold that vision and send out that light to wherever it needs to go. So that's an example. So you want to be, you can be, if you want to, aware of, you know, using your numbers kind of, you know, maybe in your meditation or on a daily basis, so you can start to understand, as I said at the beginning of the call, how to use this activation time period that started yesterday with the full moon in Aries, how you can crystallize your individual soul essence consciousness and merge it, send your light over the whole planet. So working with your numbers can really, you know, really help you learn how to individuate. So that's an example, your destiny number, the last 4 digits of the year you were born. Your soul, your karma is the month, as I said. Your soul number is the day you were born. So say if you were, born on the 1st of the month and your soul number is a 1, then how would you use that? You would really learn how to, during this time period, how to focus on your own identity and crystallize your own frequency. And then to use that, so you use the spark of your own soul and use that to move that into your heart, so you're not just in your head. So a person with a soul of 1, you know, could maybe start out on a journey of, like, thinking a lot, like wondering what they're doing or who they are, as an example. But as they just feel that light come into their heart, then they can experience the oneness in all things. The heart includes, in the love creates an inclusion, a feeling of oneness, a feeling of connection. So a person that has a soul of 1 may need to move out of their head, practice moving out of their head into the oneness of the heart, so they don't feel separate from, they feel united. So that may be an example of somebody that has a soul of 1. And the gift number is the last 2 digits of your year. So you can add up the last 2 digits. And, you know, that's something that you're born with. You're good at. So you can, you know, notice, like, if you're, you know, if it's a 1, a gift of 1, then maybe you already have a gift of knowing how to experience and share that feeling of unity or that feeling of connection. And destiny, as I said, the last 4 digits of the year. And the path number is day plus month plus year. So that's everything added together, and that's your whole path. So you can look and see, you know, what path am I really following? What is my path? Is it a 9? Is it to always be transforming? Is it 10 to be holding the radiance? It is an 8 pranic body to be working with the pranic field. You know, what is my path? So during this time of initiation, starting yesterday till October 2012, Saturn in Libra, that full moon we just had in Pisces with Chiron in Pisces, the healing is to really crystallize your own destiny, your own spiritual destiny, your own identity of who you are, how you're using your gifts in the world at this time to shine the light on the world, to know that a plant has 1 blueprint, it can become 1 thing, but as a photosynthesis, you can use this light. Your light is exponential. Your light is 1,000 thoughts per wink of the eye, 1,000 expressions of light for every wink of the eye. So you're such an expanded being, and how you can really crystallize that so you can remember that and know that and expand into that. And any shadow, any thoughts that you have that limit that, shine the light on them at this time. Chiron in Pisces. those can be healed. They can just be gone. And just notice, they're just a thought. And they're just one thought that can be released just with some light. Just shining that crystal ball just as it moves, as it turns and reflects the light of the divine light of your soul. Your soul is holding the blueprint of divinity, like a tomato plant is holding the blueprint of a tomato. Your soul is holding the blueprint of the divine, the blueprint of that which is blissful, that which is expanded, that which can take you beyond any limitation, that which is compassionate, that which is contained within itself. Everything is contained within itself. So the blueprint of the divine is your blueprint, just like the tomato plant has a blueprint of the tomato. Your soul has a blueprint. And it has, your blueprint is the divine blueprint. And during this initiation, during this time of illumination, during this time of activation between now and next October, you can pull forth and crystallize that divine blueprint of your soul into your essence, into your identity, into your being. And I think it was significant that we were talking about how people at these festivals have all these tattoos all over their body. So just think about the tattoo in your the tattoo in your soul essence is the tattoo of divinity. And what does that look like and what does that feel like? And pull that through into your consciousness, into your mind, so that the facets of your mind, every facet of your mind reflects the blueprint of divinity. So this is the initiation at this time. Thank you. So we're going to go ahead and do our Pavan Guru chant, meditating on the pranic field where we can energize this divine blueprint, which is the blueprint of our souls in our fields and in the field of the planet at this time. So that's our intention. That's our activation, to activate the divine blueprint so that we can know this divinity within ourselves, with every breath, with every thought, with every action, with every feeling.
Thank you.
Hummingbird or a tree or anything has a divine blueprint. and you can see its form, and has a blueprint. And your blueprint is the blueprint of the divine. That's the gift of being human, that your soul has the blueprint of the divine. The soul has the blueprint. So activate, call upon the divine blueprint to be activated in your soul, and that's the activation we're in now. That's the gift of this time. That's the transmission. Thank you, everybody. Beautiful. I still feel it happening. You feel it, right? Yeah, yeah. Good, good. Keep spinning it. There you go. I feel it moving through everybody right now. It's a powerful initiation that we're receiving in this moment. I'm experiencing it. Like a flowing, beautiful flowing stream. The information, that information. Like the light is coming, like the blueprint, the divine blueprint is being lit up. The blueprint of divinity, what that means, what that feels like. So everybody can feel that in your own way, and I suggest, if you like, to journal about it, take notes, record what you're feeling, and you can share it with us when we talk tomorrow or next Tuesday, so we can all share how our blueprint of divinity is being activated in our souls. And it will be fun to share that information. So I think I'll leave everybody because the activation is still going on. So you might want to just stay present to this and take a walk and deep breathe, or just sit in meditation, or water some flowers, or whatever you like to do. But I'm being guided to suggest that you stay with this frequency because the information is still being sent to you. And just stay conscious with this. I'm getting for like the next, you can anchor it in for the next, the information I'm getting is 62 minutes. And then, of course, you know, keep flowing with it. But there's going to be, the guides that are working with us, I'm getting, are continue to give you a pretty strong infusion activation for the next 62 minutes. So it's almost 2 o'clock here at Pacific Standard Time. So about the next 62 minutes, whatever you're doing, if you can just, you know, even if you're at work or even if you're driving, just try to stay conscious of this. But, of course, if you're driving, you know, pay attention to the road. I don't mean that. Stay totally present to if you need to do something else. But just notice that this is still available to you. Let me put it that way. Strongly for the next 62 minutes. So if you don't have to do anything distracting, like driving, it would be better. If you didn't have to, if you do, it's going to be okay because you'll be, you know, protected. You can still focus on the outside world. But I'm getting that they're sending through the infusion pretty strongly for the next 62 minutes also. So thank you, everybody. I'm going to leave you with that. I actually have another call at 2, so I actually have to focus on something else. But just feel the light and enjoy.
Thank you, Dory.
Yes, thank you, everybody. This is a very auspicious moment. I'm so happy we got to be together. It was unexpected, but it was meant to be. Thank you, everybody. Sat Nam, we'll keep going. I'll be with everybody in spirit, and we'll be talking tomorrow and next Tuesday.
No, thank you.
Sat Nam. Bye. Thank you. Sat Nam. Bye.